From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A man was shot on 3rd Street between State and Columbia Streets in Hudson the morning of Thursday, April 29th. City Police Chief L. Edward Moore said he was immediately rushed to Albany Medical Center. The severity of the man's injuries was not immediately disclosed. At approximately 11:35 a.m., Hudson Police responded to the area near North 3rd Street and Long Alley after receiving numerous reports of shots fired. Police sealed off the area. 4 bullet casings were found at the scene, Moore said. State Police and Columbia County Sheriff's Office were called in with investigators and police tracking dogs. 3rd Street was closed between Columbia and State while investigators combed the scene, searching for potential evidence. Police interviewed residents and possible witnesses in the area and checked security camera video. Moore said investigators at the scene were gathering leads in the case. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Pete DeMola is reporting for the Times Union. Albany police have launched an internal investigation into why officers covered their badge numbers before taking part in the forceful clearing of an encampment outside of South Street Station. Police Chief Eric Hawkins said the decision to obscure identifying information was a violation of department policy, but denied that it was done with, and I quote, nefarious, end quote, intent. It was simply a way to protect against threats to their families by activists. Hawkins said, and I quote, this was widely known among officers, end quote. He added, and I quote, and they felt like they could minimize the risk to their families by concealing their badge numbers, end quote. The department is also looking into whether officers covered the badges, believing that police brass authorized them to do so. Hawkins addressed the Albany Common Council Wednesday, April 28th, and doubled down on his decision to clear the encampment outside of South Station, a measure which drew swift condemnation from activists and civil rights leaders. The chief said any officer's effort to avoid identification as a way to elude charges of wrongdoing would be futile because surveillance cameras would have captured any officer engaged in inappropriate conduct. Mayor Kathy Sheehan called their actions appalling. Sheehan said, and I quote, that's not okay and that erodes trust, end quote. The Albany Police Officers Union did not immediately comment on Wednesday night. Hawkins presented video from body-worn cameras and surveillance cameras that depicted activists barricading the camp and tending to bonfires before it was cleared by officers in riot gear. Hawkins said, and I quote, it was very clear at the time that they were not peaceful protesters, end quote. Alexis Figueroa, an organizer who was arrested last week, said police cherry-picked the footage. She said, and I quote, the video was purposely set to make us look like monsters, end quote. Several lawmakers expressed discomfort with the application of Blue Lives Matter insignia on department riot shields. Councilwoman Jenny Farrell noted that activists view the iconography as representing a belief system that is diametrically opposed to the movement for racial justice. City police should find another way to honor fallen officers, she said. She said, and I quote, it's quite frankly seen as a racist image, end quote. Hawkins acknowledged the insignia was unauthorized and that the situation was being dealt with. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Larry Parnas reports in the Bennington Banner that employees of the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art voted 53-15 to affiliate with UAW Local 2110, AFL-CIO, and April 28th National Labor Relations Board count revealed. Amanda Tobin, a museum employee, said, and I quote, it's extremely gratifying and fills me with hope and optimism about the future, end quote. She added, and I quote, in helping to usher Mass Mocha into the new future, end quote. Tracy Moore, the museum's interim director, said in a statement, and I quote, while we recognize the challenges we face as an institution, we believe in our staff and in our ability to meet these challenges together. We respect the choice to unionize and look forward to working with the UAW Local 2110 in continuing to cultivate an inclusive, diverse, and sustainable workplace, end quote. 25 employees did not cast mail-in ballots. The ones that did voted to be considered a single bargaining unit rather than dividing employees into professionals and non-professionals. And you can read more about this story in the Bennington Banner. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.